Based in Brockton and heard everywhere, this is Metro South Podcasting.
Welcome to the Big Show with Ron Van Dam. Sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us and how it affects us here on the South Shore of Massachusetts. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the program. It's Ron Van Dam Show here on your own. Well, it's Wednesday, which means we're live at Charlie's Restaurant. That's at the mouth of Brockton High School on Belmont Street on Route 123 in the city of Brockton. And we're here every Wednesday, and thank you all the hundreds of you who come by every day. In the restaurant with me this morning are my breakfast buddies. First, the lovely and talented David Casella. He's an attorney and a chef, and he also built one of the pyramids, the one on the left. Hi, David.
I love you, Ron.
Awkward. And sitting next to him, in also a loving fashion, is the lovely and talented Mark Schipetta, star of stage, screen, television, Broadway plays. He's a private investigator. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Ronald. You know, I had a new client call me the other day and asked me, they wanted me to hire me for a job, and they asked me, are you too famous to do this job? That's the first time I've ever been asked that.
I think I can answer that.
I said absolutely not. Yes.
No. Okay. problem solved, Schipetta.
Yeah.
There you go.
Because
enjoy
I see all this video That's of you right. on yeah. your website, and yes. I don't know if you should be following around this person that I want you to follow. You may be seen and known. And that's what they asked me the question.
Do you know who I am?
Yeah, do you know who I am?
So did you get
I'm
the job?
Nobody. Yes, I did. I told him I wear disguises.
Well, like a mustache and nose thing?
It's like Dog the Bounty Hunter. He can't do anything in Hawaii anymore, which is why he's on the road now.
Yeah.
Because everybody knows dogs are coming.
This happened to me once. I was on a job, and I was undercover at a place, and my job was just to get some serial numbers off of a piece of equipment that was allegedly stolen.
Mm-hmm.
It was a laser hair removal machine that was stolen, and that we got a tip that it was at someone else's new practice that opened. So I went in there under a guise, you know.
So you're saying, just let me interrupt you here.
Yes.
So there is crime in the area.
Yes.
Of dermatology.
Dermatology, right? Yes.
All right,
yes.
Then go ahead.
Wow. Yes. No, so I went in there and I went under, you know, an alias, my alias that I use. And when you go into those, so I had to go in for consultation.
What's your alias?
What was your
is it Dick Mann?
My alias is Troy Stevens.
Troy Stevens.
Yes.
What was your backstory?
Well, I had to fill out all the paperwork. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to fill out that. They give you the clipboard, and I had to fill out all the paperwork.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I went in and I was able to. You know, they came in, they spoke to me, she left the room for a second. I was able to get behind this piece of equipment, take photos of the serial numbers, and get out of there. Within an hour, I drive away, I'm gone, I think everything's great. My phone rings, it's a block number, and there was a female calling with a bunch of expletives, you know, a bunch of swears, saying, I know who you are, I saw you on the effing Howard Stern show.
No.
No, how would she remember you? There's no way to remember you.
No way.
Yeah, so I was totally made, and at that point I realized that in my profession that, you know, it was that time to make a decision where it's if I'm going to do media, that I'm no longer going to be able to do undercover stuff. So now I have someone that works for me that does all my undercover stuff.
The Phantom Private Eye.
Yes.
Don't you have, like, disguises, like you say? Like, aren't you an old woman sometimes?
I actually have to put on a fake mustache, because I'm 45 and I can't grow one.
Why don't you grow a pair of mustaches?
Testicles.
Yes.
All right. Is your name Amanda?
No, but I'd like to get some food.
I don't think you understand the rhythm of the restaurant business, okay?
No, I don't.
This is a hustling, bustling place. Mindy is moving like
is
a
it Mindy?
Tornado.
Well, is that her name?
Well, it's Amanda, but you told me it was Mindy.
I never said that.
Somebody told me it was Mindy, but it's Amanda. That's Amanda.
That's what I thought. All right, anyway.
Well, speaking of restaurant business, have you guys ever heard of Austin Simmons?
Is that another one of your aliases?
No. Is this one you ever hear of Austin Simmons?
Phantom private eyes that you have.
No, but Austin Simmons was actually, he's a teenager from Texas who was arrested for adding an unwanted topping to a customer's pizza. Customer walked in and he was dragging his balls along the pizza.
He's a teabagger.
Yeah, he was teabagging the pizza.
Austin the teabagger. Good for him.
Wow. That's
good
like
for
that's
him.
Like ordering double meat.
Yeah, but he was only charged with tampering with a consumer product.
Oh,
how
no.
could that be?
My goodness.
Because I don't think that there are actual laws about balls on pizzas, as I know.
I think a lot of this just breaks down to, does he wax or not?
Right.
Yeah.
That was a frozen pizza. Would the charges have been different if it was a fresh pizza?
That's so
That's disgusting.
Erotic
I'm, way, I'm concerned
it?
About the meatball
don't
part.
Don't you think that's somewhat erotic?
No.
Teabagging across a
Maybe he
frozen
misunderstood
pizza?
An order for meatballs.
He had a $10,000 ball. I mean, bail.
Bada boom.
Mm.
Anyways, go ahead. It's your show.
You're not a bounty hunter, too, are you?
People ask me that.
Can
no,
you
we don't
after
have
bail jumpers.
We don't have.
Are you authorized to do that?
No, only time? Constables do that in Massachusetts. Constables
well, you have done some yes. guard work, I guess you would call it.
Yes.
Some protection work
I have.
At Lowe's.
Yes.
Aisle 6.
Hey, get away from that barbecue.
I have done protection work.
Yes.
Yes, lots of protection work. I did. All over the world, I've protected people,
whether they wanted it or not.
Correct.
Who are you? Never mind.
Who are you?
I'm just walking next to you.
And stop
and
dragging your balls
safe.
All over
you're,
my food.
You're safer now than you were before I got here, my friend.
Yes.
We'll talk about money later.
Let's talk about Tony Stewart.
Yes.
What's up with him? What's up with that?
You haven't heard from him lately, have you?
You know, since the great tragedy,
yeah,
he has not been calling.
He was in Ontario County up in upstate New York at a small racetrack where they have small cars. And I guess they were doing a little race. It was kind of a dirt track kind of thing. And the cars touched. That's what happens in racing. And
touch me. I'm not touching you.
You touch my car?
I'm not touching you.
And it sent somebody's car like off the track a little bit.
So, hey,
you know, that happens all the time.
Deal.
That's what you do in racing.
It's the NASCAR way.
So the race continues. The guy that got bumped off the track gets out of his car. And he... And he gets out of his car and he takes his helmet and he wants to confront Tony Stewart, who
Not
is
again.
One of the racers. And apparently Tony Stewart slips a little bit in his car and hits the guy. The guy goes flying and dies.
What?
Yeah.
A second time?
No, the first time.
Well, Ron, this happened a year ago.
I'm explaining to the audience.
Oh, all right.
What do you mean a second time?
Well, I thought that you were giving me new
time.
News.
No. Thank goodness.
Home fries, bacon. Yes, Mark.
David.
That's amazing what he just did.
I mean,
did you see what he just did?
No.
No?
No, I'm just going to have the special, but no more egg whites, because that sucks. I only live once.
You just want the special? Is that what I just tell her?
I'm going to go back into the
special scrambled.
And show the chef how to do the egg whites. Can I do that at some point?
No, that's Charlie.
I'm going to go hand this off to Megan.
Okay. No, it's not Megan.
May I just say this? I'm a better cook than Charlie.
There's no... This is being listened to. And we're in his restaurant to do a podcast.
But you
can't say that.
But the egg whites, I can do better egg whites.
All right, you can say that.
And I don't know that it's Charlie.
No, that's not what you said
originally. Egg whites.
No, it's the guy with the pizza. Oh man, enjoy your breakfast.
Okay. Well, here we go.
All right, so that? Here's the deal. So the latest news on the Tony Stewart
All
thing
right,
is I'm going to assume.
I'm better cook than Charlie.
You can't say, maybe you are, but you can't say that.
Because I don't have a restaurant.
All right.
At the mouth of,
but you can't go into somebody's. You can't go to somebody's house when you're invited and say, and they give you dinner, and you say,
"You really can't."
Yeah, I really, you really don't know what you're doing.
Can I just come over there and just show you a few things?
Yeah, you can't do that.
Well, you're right.
You
what did I do
that.
Wrong?
But this is not a private home.
He's got
this
a problem with the way you dress.
This is an establishment,
what did I do wrong?
We'll talk about it during a break.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Anyway, okay.
No, I was saying that I... Hold on.
Don't do it again. Yeah. Don't say it again.
You're paranoid now. Yes. Hold on.
Yes.
I think that... Watch how I do this.
All right.
I think that we can make egg whites better than Charlie does.
Yeah, I agree.
But I told him you can't say that.
Yeah.
You're doing a podcast in the guy's restaurant.
Right.
You can't say that publicly.
Right.
People are listening to this, unfortunately.
And they make it from... They make the egg whites here for mass quantity... So
I don't know about that. I'm not sure about that.
About anything, brother.
What do you mean? They just separate eggs and leave them in the refrigerator?
No, that there's a lot of people in here eating, so you know the quality probably goes down.
Here at the mouth.
Yes.
To Brocken High School. All right, let's move on to the Tony Stewart thing.
So I know nothing
a little
about
bit relevant.
It.
So you've already.
I was recapping.
I thought you were telling me.
I know, I'm recapping.
A new Tony Stewart
story. No, for people that don't know, we never talked about it on the show before. So
what does
some
that
people
mean? The world doesn't know it until you break it on the podcast?
People listen,
I mean, come on.
People who listen
this
to this
old,
show.
This is old hat.
This is.
Right,
this
well,
is
here's,
two,
here's a new hat.
Like
oh,
90
God,
days
you people are so annoying. You are so annoying. I wish
right,
we were
so
the
anyway,
foot of Brockton High School.
So what happened? So Tony Stewart kills somebody.
No, yes, he does. Technically, he does.
And he's sorry
yes.
about it.
Yes, he's very sorry.
I'd
do it on.
On
purpose.
I moved on.
And they're paneling a grand jury, apparently.
That's the news.
That's the news.
That's the news.
And they're
going
to try
is that
to
what's
see,
happening?
Yes, if he's criminally
responsible. We all were under the impression that,
okay,
that it's,
well,
it was
fair.
An accident.
I suppose that's fair.
Yes.
That's fair.
Right.
Grand jury.
I'm a little surprised that they went that route.
I am, too.
That was on the news last night. So, technically, Dave, you're wrong, and it's fresh, just like the egg whites.
Mm-hmm. You're at Charlie's.
I could. I just feel.
Got to find another restaurant apparently now to do the
no,
podcast
I
from
like
because
it.
Of
they
what you just
that.
Said.
No, I don't know.
I think it behooves you to find another
he's,
place.
Charlie's out back right now rubbing his balls on our
I, no, don't. Now, now we're definitely not coming back.
He's teabagging my dry. He's teabagging
all right, well, that's toast. What gives it the taste, okay?
Oi.
All right, this is awful.
I have an idea for
we
a got to
start
venue.
This again.
I have an idea for a new venue.
What's that?
Ronnie's Kitchen.
No, because you're just going to criticize my
no,
kitchen.
No, I won't.
Yes, you will.
No, I've seen your kitchen. It's wonderful. And
yeah, but you're going to
criticize.
You're
a good cook.
You're going to criticize. And I'm not doing egg whites.
Are you up on doing like a Ronnie's Kitchen venue?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I guess what I'm not up on.
Ron's
when
a
is the French student coming
Ron's
back
a great
for
cook
a...
Stop, here you go. This is a mess
when
today.
When is the French intern coming back?
I don't know that she's coming back. And although you know, her sister may come for
you know what I'm
for Thanksgiving.
Ron doesn't share because you know.
What do you want to know?
I occasionally am a house guest of Ron's, and I've been over there for you know with my lovely lady for dinner, and he's never invited me when the French girl was there.
You come over with so all your lovely ladies.
He doesn't. Yeah, I've been over with a few. True. Strike that.
A bordello in there.
well.
Anyway. That's besides the point.
So we're
all
talking
right.
about
so much
Tony,
for Tony
Stewart.
No, that's it. You just kind of made him quick.
But do you think he?
Think about this.
Do you think
he has a piano at his house?
Yes.
All right.
Why are we talking about my house?
We could do different locations within the house. We could do breakfast with Ron.
Breakfast with Ron.
And then gather around the piano.
Yeah,
we could play a little
Yeah, but
bit.
here's a good thing is when this podcast is over, we all leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, we wouldn't be leaving.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
we wouldn't be leaving.
Catch it. Catch her on the rod.
Catch it while you can.
Could they whisk my egg whites? You see, it's all about whisking.
Oh, you don't think they're whisked enough?
They
what,
do not.
What, whiskey?
Oh, so you think, so instead of, actually, good question.
This is what he does.
Do you need to whisk an egg white?
Is yes!
It, really? You just don't crack it, put it in the bowl,
you
put it in the thing?
You haven't lived
what makes
until
it?
You
I've never whisked an egg white. I didn't think there was anything to whisk.
Okay, so listen to me.
Oh, sure. Well, that's whipped cream, isn't it?
No, that's meringue.
Without, meringue, okay.
Yes.
So
yes.
What do you want, meringue eggs?
Gives them wonderful volume.
Gives them air.
So that's wonderful. The key to good egg whites is to whisk them.
You
got to
whisk them, babe.
I've never done that.
You got to whisk them.
Well, like you do with scrambled eggs, right?
Yeah. But with the egg whites, what you want to do is you want to whisk them in a cold bowl.
And then put them in.
That's just so they'll start cooking.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's true too. They'll start cooking.
Try that.
Do you pre-cold your bowl? Instead of preheat, you stick your bowl in the fridge for a while before you.
I have done that when I make meringue.
Oh yeah,
I use a copper bowl that I put into the freezer.
Sure, that's different.
That's a different, whole different technique.
Yeah,
stick around, kid.
You watch that show that you. Why don't you? Perfect. Why don't you go on that new show I've been watching?
What's it called, Ron?
Food Fighters.
I'm not qualified for that.
They're regular
people.
They're regular people that go up against a real chef.
It's
a new show.
I'm thinking
Knife Fight. It's a new show with the guy. The guy with Man vs. Food.
You know what?
Oh, Adam, former.
Oh, we all hate him.
The guy, the dink.
Like
Adam Richmond or something.
Adam Richmond. He's kind of a dick.
No, he was on the show and he was dicky.
He gave himself IBS eating food, you know, like that for us.
Excuse but what he does is he has.
He ate a lot of
you,
bad
you
stuff.
Take a regular.
And
Joe
I said that
like
to
you.
Him, and he got mad at me on the air.
Why did he get
says,
mad?
Well, I don't do that anymore, and I want to talk about my new show.
Yeah, too bad.
And I said, well. You know,
doughboy.
And my question was, how did you eat all that stuff and still survive, and then you're still, you know, not 2,000 pounds? And he was insulted by that.
He was a dink, and he actually recently just got in some trouble because he tweeted some really nasty things out there.
Yes, he did. Yeah. He's not a good man.
Because he's hungry, that's why.
But the concept of that
he went on a liquid protein diet, crapped his brains out, now he's a miserable man.
Dave, I'm trying to get your television appearance.
All right.
The concept of the show is they have regular people, and they take like four or five of their best recipes. And they pit him up against a real chef. And they both have so much time to prepare and cook. And then there's a panel of like five people who taste it and vote.
You know,
and they decide who wins. And
I would make
my
tomato sauce.
You can win up to $20,000.
I would make my tomato sauce.
Yeah, that's fine with your knuckles.
I would make my tomato sauce.
You know what? They're all bastardized. All those food
those shows
are all exactly the same. There's 2,000 of them.
But he can win $20,000.
I could win 20
there's
grand.
There's too many of those things.
It's not going to last.
I don't even watch them anymore because they make me sick.
This thing, you're the perfect
too saturated.
Candidate because you're a chef.
He's not the perfect candidate.
I want to get back to the venue.
It's difficult
of the show.
To deal with.
Listen to me. What if we were to do an early afternoon show called Cocktails with Ron? That take place.
I'm listening.
And it takes place 4 to 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
I like this.
Around Ron's piano. Elegant.
Oh, so you don't mean literally.
This isn't a bad idea.
That's what I'm talking about.
And I get a little piano player to...
You would have to tinkle on the ivories.
I'd be too busy.
You would have to tinkle on the ivories.
I'd be too busy.
Yummy.
Thank you.
It looks like he whisked these eggs. Do you know if he did?
No, he didn't. No. Okay. These are not whisked eggs.
No?
All right. Look, can we not talk about his food?
Mark's eggs are a little...
No, that's just because you're from a distance.
My eggs look like something was dragged across them.
Hey, where's your sausages?
Can I have the Heinz 57, please?
Is that...
Thank you.
Is that oregano?
I don't...
Does anybody have a ketchup fetish like I do? Like, I don't like... I hate when you go out to a restaurant and, I need a fresh bottle of ketchup because I hate when they marry ketchup bottles.
You hate marrying to begin with.
Yes.
It bothers me that you use ketchup.
Right, yeah, I know.
Well, but on egg whites, maybe that's the only exception in the universe. Is
no potatoes?
They have no taste.
You don't put ketchup on your potatoes?
No.
Nobody does.
French fries?
Yeah, French fries, sure.
Where is your breakfast?
I'm going to wait until Thursday.
We've got the special, so he's putting more care into it.
Correct.
Oh, very nice.
He knows.
Yes.
He knows who brings the business in here.
Anyways.
What do you want to know? All right, let's should go next topic. Thank you so much.
I'll have a little bit more.
I'm good.
I'm good. Any water or anything?
Water would be fine for me.
Great. So whole coffee.
In a perfect world.
All right.
Yep. After I have my fourth cup, like uncontrollably pee all day.
Do you want apple juice? You
could wear your smoking jacket.
You're really in on this.
If we were to do the cocktails at Ron's.
Can we do it from a bar?
Does that have to be my house? You have a nice bar around your kitchen. Like, you have
we
a nice countertop. We could do it from there.
Well, there's no piano with that.
But it has to be an elegant bar. I don't want...
Oh, I agree.
All right.
There are a lot of them. Not here, but we'll find some. All right.
And I don't drink. But I would go and I would sit.
What do you mean you don't drink?
I don't drink.
Really?
No. Seriously?
Yeah, no, I gave it up.
What do you do for life?
I gave it up, huh?
What do you do for fun?
Cocaine.
Did you have a...
What are you kidding me?
Did you have a problem with drinking? Like, seriously, did you quit because
heavy
of that?
Problem. No, you know what it was? I decided to take the slow road back to good health.
Well, you look thinner, so...
Yep, and that's part of the whole show.
And your hair looks thicker.
Because I let it grow.
Oh. I was going to ask what your secret was. Cause
my secret?
Don't cut it. Don't cut it. That's a secret.
So funny.
If the truth be known, I had low T and now I wear the patch, which means that I can't touch small children. Because
you never could.
Well, after the restraining order, but because of the testosterone in the patch.
Speaking of small children, have you whipped yours lately?
Excuse me?
Do you feel bad for that man? I feel a little bad for that.
Hell no. How could you feel bad for him?
Come on,
Dave.
Charles Barkley said it best.
Charles Barkley is a buffoon.
Charles Barkley said it best. Southern parents spank their children. Which means that his belief was...
Did you see the photos?
What?
Of the child?
No.
All right, then.
Well, what was it? Welts on his behind?
Welts all over him, on his testicles everywhere.
Oh, on his testicles.
Oh, my God.
He was nude.
Well, we don't like
He had leaf stuff in his mouth.
He had leaf stuff in his mouth?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, all right. Look how it's different.
No.
Just saying.
No, that's not a good thing.
Well, the NFL came down last night, I guess in the middle of the night, and kind of vetoed the team, and now he's on suspension.
Oh.
Pending the, you know, the legal outcome.
Yeah.
And see what happens. But oh, and there's another, and you know what happens when these cases happen? More people are going to come out of the woodworks. So I think there's some other allegations that are coming out as well.
Every week there's another sports...
Yeah, I mean, and he's got like 7 kids from 7 different women or something. Yeah. I mean, he's crazy. He just goes and, you know, has relations and knocks them all up.
No condoms, huh?
Apparently not.
They had them at the store?
I understand that I understand that the NFL has the ability, you know, under their contracts to be able to bump them, you know, mm-hmm. get them out. But I have a problem with telling a guy that he can't work while he's waiting for a criminal process to go through.
Right.
That bothers me on a lot of levels.
Yeah.
Right. I don't like that idea.
Right.
Everybody's saying, no, he's got to be fired. Why? Why does he have to be fired? Why?
You know, you're right. Because if there's anybody, any regular Joe, if you're bailed, then you're just awaiting trial. And sometimes
why
you can
can't
take
he be suspended with pay?
Fine. But I, you know, I would let the guy work.
No.
I would let the guy
because
work.
Because the team is an image.
Well, the team has the right to be able to...
It's a brand.
To make him go away. Contractually, they've got that right.
Correct. That's what they're doing.
So that's fine. But I don't like... In general...
I understand.
We hear these things. No, he has to go. He has to be fired. No.
He's part of a brand.
Yeah. No,
and
I get it.
Yeah, well, I mean, sometimes a trial can take up to 2 years.
Right.
So... You know, without, I mean, I guess if he gets pay, then...
And this guy is responsible still to support the kid that he beat.
Right.
So it's not like you're punishing just him. You're punishing the entire family when you mm-hmm. kill the golden goose like that.
Right.
So how do you do that, David? Let's say someone is under an indictment and they're suspended, but they still, I mean, if they are found guilty of what they did during that period, do you get to pay back? Or once you issue that check, it's all over?
I think it's all over once you issue the check, but it really depends upon what the contractual arrangement was between him and the team. And I've never seen an NFL contract. I don't know what's in it.
Mm.
But that's what would govern.
Can I issue another complaint about my food?
No, don't. What?
It's yummy.
Okay.
But he needs to put the setting on his toaster a little bit higher.
Hold on.
It's not quite toasted enough.
He is totally correct.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
I know, I've got
not
some.
Toasted enough. Needs it's, like another...
It's bendy
like,
bread.
Yeah.
It's bendy bread.
Yeah. It's like in
you
between...
You guys understand that we're in this guy's restaurant and he's being nice enough to let us do this
it's
here?
It's in between fresh and... Sorry. Would that be like really anal if I said, could you bring my toast back and toast it a little bit
Yes,
more?
It would be anal.
It would
and you know what's going to happen to your toast.
Yes, yes.
No, he wouldn't do that.
Yes, the old testicles drag.
This thing, like, I love pumpernickel, but I like it a little more toastier.
Next time you come.
I like
you
my toast toasted.
Yeah.
Say, I want it dry and hard.
Right. I don't want half a toast.
Just saying.
Just an observation, you know.
All right, let's go back to Joan Rivers again.
Yes.
New revelation on her deal.
Yes.
Last week we talked about the fact it was an endoscopy. Second guy came in, I think her doctor, and did the biopsy in the clinic. Caused respiratory failure because it was a throat thing going on, I guess. Mm-hmm. Apparently they find out from one of the workers at the clinic that the doctor that did the biopsy actually took the time once Joan was passed out and in procedure to take a selfie of himself and Joan, the patient, in a knocked out position.
Well, that's just wrong in so many ways.
I know.
Have we seen the selfie? Has that been verified?
I don't think it's surfaced yet, but I'm sure TMZ is working on it.
They'll be with you in a minute. So that's the newest development. I think they got a hell of a case.
It's awful.
It is awful.
Organization TMZ, by the way.
Well,
I know you don't like it.
What a grotesque, low-level plebeian.
It's no different than the Inquirer that's been
bottom
around.
Bottom-feeding.
True. It is
no
different.
Same thing.
It's what the public wants.
To the credit of the National Enquirer, though, it has broken some big stories.
So has TMZ.
It has?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Oh, all right.
Yep, they just broke a story the other day that Nicki Minaj was putting ass pads in her buttocks during one of her videos.
That's going to stop the world.
in her actual buttocks?
Yes. There was a shot of her, mm-hmm. and you could see the actual padding, because her whole image is to have this big booty.
Well, to her credit, she does have a big booty.
Because of the ass pads.
But apparently it's been enhanced in her pants.
Some booties are just too
enhanced
big.
In her pants.
Mm.
Some booties are just too
big. I agree.
You know what's funny?
It's cultural.
They're funny looking.
Speaking of selfies, you know, I have this case.
Yeah, they're funny looking.
I agree.
I have this case, David.
It's not proportional.
I understand.
I have a criminal case that's going
on. Halle Berry
on.
Has a nice booty. Oh, Halle Berry.
I've never seen her ass. I usually get so distracted by her chest, I never make it down to her.
What is a booty?
Your buttocks.
Yeah, your buttocks.
But I never. It's a whole area.
Yeah. I never get past her chest to get down to the buttocks. Because I'm usually just mesmerized by the top half, and I never make it down.
Well, she's just a lovely woman.
Yeah. Before I make it down to the buttocks, I'm usually finished.
Kim Kardashian, on the other hand, is a freak. She's freakish looking because her butt is is three times the size that it should be.
But I'd love to have one night with her. I'd love to have 30 seconds.
Oh, God, how's your marriage going?
Oh, I would. Just I think she's something about it.
She is a grotesque human being.
It'd be like just something. It's like that carnival act.
I understand that concept.
Yeah.
Like a carnival act.
Yeah.
Like if I was gonna hypothetically pick up an escort or something.
We're eating now. Just remember. Okay, I'm still.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, if I was hypothetically going to pick up, say in a different world, a different life, I was going to pick up an escort off a website or something, right, for a night, I would go with the most outrageously looking woman that's on there, that's good looking still, just because you know that they're not going to be an undercover cop. You know, how many, right?
Right, well, you would know more about that than I
would. How many undercover cops have, like, triple Z breasts?
Six.
Right? You know, if you get a woman for the night to hang out with and she's got triple Z, double Ds, quadruple Ds, you know it's not going to be an undercover cop.
I don't find that attractive, though.
I don't either. I don't either, but if you had to, at least you know you're safe from getting arrested.
But not from being smothered.
That's the worst feeling. I can't breathe. Right. I mean, I assume I wouldn't be able to breathe.
Let me ask you a legal question.
Yes.
Have you ever used?
Are we allowed to do this?
No. Have you ever used the selfie defense? Has that come up yet?
I have not. Well, first, I don't do criminal stuff.
I know, but have you ever heard of it?
No.
I don't even know what that means.
No. Well, I mean, I'm just saying. Like, I have a case now that's going on where I have a person that's out of state, and this person supposedly was supposed to be an alibi witness for me, but unfortunately, this person can't come up to Massachusetts because he's on probation for some prior gun charges. Real credible guy.
So he's an otherwise credible guy.
Right. So, you know, my particular client was down in a certain area with him for an extended period of time, although he had nothing to verify it.
Oh.
And I'm like, you didn't even take a god dang selfie with each other?
Oh, okay.
Because if you took a selfie if you took a dated selfie, we could use the selfie defense.
Well, you'll be using photographic evidence.
Yeah, and hopefully there's something in the background that shows where you're at. Maybe at a bar or club that's in this particular city or state where our person was supposed to be when these crimes happened.
And that's a great idea. That's a great idea.
Can't you Photoshop that?
Yes.
That would be their argument.
That would go to the weight.
So then you'd have to
evidence.
Get like experts and stuff.
Mm-hmm. That would go to the weight of the evidence. That might not go to the admissibility of it.
Right. Just curious. I mean, we're at that stage in our life where that's a strong possibility. Have you ever taken a selfie?
Of my what?
Well, it would have to be yourself.
Sure I have, yes.
I guess technically a selfie doesn't have to be your face. Right?
I never have.
I don't know.
Like, what if two people got together and stood next to each other nude and took a selfie of their privates? Could you say, selfie?
I guess.
No.
No?
Does it have to be a face to qualify as a selfie?
Well, if it's two people, wouldn't it be an ussy?
If you take it of yourself, no matter what it is.
But why do they call them a selfie, then, when there's two people in them? Selfie, group selfie.
I think group if it's selfie. Two people, it's a couple-y.
Well, you're taking the picture, and you are also in it. That's what a selfie would be.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
I'm just curious.
I mean, I'm no attorney or anything.
Like, we're moving so fast with technology, we really need to figure out, like, what the definitions are here.
Are you going to get the iPhone 6?
No, but my sons are. We're going to pick them up tomorrow.
Already they're in?
We're going Jewish to order. We've already got them ordered. They're supposed to be in Friday at my local Sprint.
They're a little low on supply, I've read.
Yeah.
Apparently, doing quite well.
They're getting the six bigs, whatever those are, the big ones.
These people who wait in line.
That's good.
These people who wait in line.
Yes.
Are they retarded or not?
Yeah, they're retarded.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
And this is no aspersions on the mentally handicapped. Okay. This is a whole different category of...
I am. Dave knows I have, I have physically handicapped.
Retarded for what reason? They're excited about the technology and they can't wait to play with it.
You couldn't pay me enough to stand. Like these like 40-something-year-old men, 50-year-old men, 60-year-old men that stand in line at GameStop because a video game's coming out all night.
Right.
Are you effing kidding me?
Out of your mind.
Then I'll go to Walmart the next day and just pick it up on the aisle.
You know the restaurant in the South End called Giacomo's?
Yes.
I've heard of it.
Okay, where you have to stand in line. You see the people standing on the street.
Uh-huh.
I did that one time.
Yeah.
Because my wife wanted to go into that restaurant.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
No good?
It sucked.
No, it was great. But you know what? It's not worth waiting in line.
Nothing is.
I'm not waiting in line.
We were in the North End a few months ago.
Yeah.
And Janice and I, and she wanted to try out Pizzeria Regina. So we get in there, and there's a line around the corner. So we went to some place called, some little hole in the wall across the street from it, and there was no line, and it was just as good.
Great.
Well, how do you know it's just as good?
Because I've had both.
Oh.
And she had it. I had it both ways. So, the point is sometimes, you know, you're paying, it's a tourist trap.
Yeah.
You ever go to Vegas and see the line out the street at the pawn shop there?
Really? Line?
Still.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Just to go inside or just to walk through it?
Just to go inside.
Yeah, it's crazy. What's the big deal there?
Do you have line-itis? I have that. Like, you ever, getting ready to pull in somewhere and someone always pulls in front of you at the last second? Like, you're going
into traffic,
a shopping
that happens
line,
all the time.
Or you're going to, a drive-thru.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's like, where'd this person come from?
Oh, yes.
No, I get that in traffic when you're sitting to get off a ramp and you're on the line and it's, 30 cars deep. And then some guy comes from the left or the right and makes believe that they didn't know that this was the line for the exit ramp.
Right.
And then they try to squeeze in only two cars, in line. And we all get pissed about it. But you can't. That's road rage. You can't do anything.
How do you become less uptight?
Drugs.
Drugs?
That's about it.
That's curious.
Yeah, so.
I'm wound tight. Sometimes I just need to. Should I start drinking wine at night? Will that loosen me up?
I would.
Really?
Yeah.
It'll help the wine industry.
With antihistamines.
Yes. And you won't have to worry
about
it.
The wine antihistamine mix.
Is that what works?
Is a time-honored wind down.
May I say that the views and opinions of the both of you have nothing to do with me.
Or Charlie's Restaurant.
Or anybody affiliated with anybody.
Or Sound Medical Advice, for that matter.
Anything.
But Mandy agrees.
I don't care what she thinks.
Mindy.
Whatever. Whatever.
It's Amanda.
No, it's Amanda.
It's Amanda, sorry.
It is Amanda. Why do you call her Mindy all the time?
Because you did.
I never called her Mindy. I did.
It was you.
He did.
It's kind of like a running joke. I call every M name in the world.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Yeah.
Was that like misdirection, like a magician does?
Now, why'd you leave like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 home fries? You eat everything, but you left 5 home fries.
I wanted to leave 6. Actually, I got a little hungry.
To make you feel like you didn't eat carbohydrates because you left 5 home fries.
I don't eat potatoes.
You have to understand that Ron's life is a work of art.
It is.
And every day he adds a little bit to the overall masterpiece painting.
Correct.
Which is why you'll see him do certain things.
Certainly. It's a master plan.
He'll leave a few things on his plate.
Yes, sir. He knows me.
This pushes the attitude, the concept of, you know what, I'm done, I'm good.
Right.
How much does a man
really
need?
I don't want to overindulge.
How much does a man need?
Correct. I don't even want it here.
It actually was a very fulfilling breakfast, I feel.
Do you feel fulfilled?
Now I have to
sexually?
Now I have to go over to the courthouse and look for a woman in pink shoes.
That could be anybody.
That's what I got my text message. Can you run over to the courthouse and get a statement from a woman? She's wearing pink shoes.
Are you serious?
Swear to God.
What kind of life do you have?
I don't know.
How are you going to do this?
Tell me that's not hot, though. looking for the lady in the pink shoes.
There's got to be music behind
you
when you're
doing it.
Someone's
going to think I have a foot fetish when I get to court.
Especially when you take them off to get through the building.
Right.
So what if she goes to the bathroom or she's in a room or something? How can you find her?
I'm going to ask around. I'm going to say if I see a woman in pink shoes, I'm going to ask if her name is.
You allowed to do that?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that like the HIPAA thing?
No, they'll tell you.
The problem is,
they're happy to talk
what
to you.
What, are you kidding
they're
me?
They're lonely guys.
Problem
they
is
stand there
is
all day doing this
it is
stuff.
A problem.
Well, if you go to
they appreciate
court,
a little human contact.
Yeah. Do.
If you go to a Brockton court, the problem is if you say, excuse me, is Maria here? About 18 people are going to say, yeah?
See.
They're allowed
see?
To say,
see.
See?
They're allowed to do that, huh?
What do you make the face for? This
I
is
know
all
you're
true.
Allowed to do that.
I'm not saying anything that's not true.
I'm allowed to do a lot
all
of
all this
things.
Security, and you can just walk in and say, hey, where's the...
Maria, I look for a girl named Maria.
Maria.
In pink shoes.
My first crush on a woman named Maria was the one from Sesame Street.
Mine was Oscar. Maria.
She was seven.
Shit,
what are you
sorry.
Talking about?
Oh, it's okay. Mark
anyway,
was eight.
So,
eight.
Oh, hey, okay,
so what's
that's
going
right.
on Tony Stewart?
There you go.
So, anyway, so, yeah, grand jury there.
Grand jury.
Why are they doing that?
Doing what?
Politics.
Having a grand
jury? Pure politics. Although, wasn't there some bad blood between these two guys?
No.
Ooh, there's motive right there.
There's no motive. Guy got out of his car, walked onto the track.
Threw his helmet down.
End of story.
He deserved to get hit.
Yeah,
sure.
I think the smoking gun is that they're saying that Stewart, like, revved his engine.
Oh.
Prior to hitting him.
Yeah, but when you were...
Kind of giving him a warning
nobody
sign.
Intentionally hits
no,
another person
no.
in a car, unless they're a psychotic.
Certainly.
And he's not. This he had so much... Tony Stewart has way too much
absolutely.
To lose to be doing this
absolutely.
Sort of foolishness. Mm. So, he'll be indicted.
Yeah. No, he won't.
Yeah.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
That's a bad thing to say.
It's easy to indict somebody.
I know.
Yes.
It's a bad phrase.
It's pretty easy to indict somebody.
Yeah. Well, anyway, let's move on to the next subject, shall we?
Yeah, well, the breakfast was great.
Did you enjoy it, Mark?
I did. I'm going to, but certainly...
You going to ask me?
No.
Okay.
I'm certainly not going to go brush my teeth with Crest because I'll get little microbeads in my mouth.
You hear about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you use Crest anymore?
I don't.
Oh. I don't either.
I just use it to math. I mean... I'm kidding.
So, David, do you...
David left.
Where is he? Where'd he go?
Isn't I love David's. I'm gonna razz him.
Yeah, go on.
He's got a suit on, but mm-hmm. then he's got sneakers on, like Nike sneakers.
He always wears sneakers.
I know.
He does,
funny.
Even in court.
Yeah, he wears the Nike sneakers.
Yeah. Well, he defends a lot of people who jog.
Yeah, but why not get, like, now they have, like, sneakers that, like, don't look like sneakers.
Yeah, those do. Those
like,
look like space
big,
shoes. They're
yeah,
space shoes.
Yeah, they have the big soles and the big Nike swoosh.
Yeah,
why
I
not
know.
Get, like, a
I
pair of black Skechers that are just all black?
Well, you never know during a court case you're going to be called to play center.
So
it can happen. It can happen
any
minute.
Looking to get recruited?
Yeah, probably. Probably.
Yeah, that's...
Probably.
I certainly don't want to talk about it when he's here because he's a big guy.
Yeah,
right,
so we'll do everything behind
his
back.
While he's in the
and
bathroom.
And assume that he's too busy to listen
to
this
to the
stuff.
Show.
Right.
Do you listen to your own shows after? Well, you have to listen to them to put them, post them up on the
no,
pod,
I don't.
Right?
No, God, no. Take you a don't? Sound file and just cut and paste to the site, and it's done. It takes like 30 seconds.
See, I listen to all your shows. It's become my guilty pleasure. I work in my home office. I click on the pod, and I listen to your shows.
Yeah. It's not really me, you know.
Right. But is it narcissistic for me to listen to the show that I'm on?
Sure not. No.
Just curious.
No, because you're in the entertainment business, so you have to check yourself out, make sure that you're sounding proper and that you're portrayed in a proper light.
Hold on, Dave's coming back. Shh,
okay.
Shh, shh.
And that's what she said.
Yes. Anyway, so.
Yeah. So I guess on the November ballot, by the way, so it's Charlie Brown?
Charlie
Baker.
Baker,
right.
Charlie Baker.
Charlie Baker
and Michelle Dubois. What's and
Michelle Dubois against
who's,
John Cruz, who's the district attorney's
right.
Brother.
So, but for governor, it's Charlie Baker against Michelle
Martha
Dubois.
Coakley.
Martha Coakley, right. Who is the district attorney.
Marsha.
Right.
Marsha.
And then I guess there's three independents that are also.
Couldn't
in
we do better than those two? I mean, let's just think about this. Charlie Baker.
I know.
Well, a wonderful administrator.
Well,
she's
going to
win.
A name.
She's going to win in a landslide.
Is about as boring a candidate as I can possibly think of.
Yeah.
And Marcia is incompetent. So, I mean, think about it.
But she'll win.
Oh, of course.
Well,
it's all over.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we're done. It's all over.
On the ballot, what do you care? On the ballot, there's a ballot question on the ballot. Which would make a ballot question.
There are a couple.
Yeah.
Happening.
The major one, of course, is about the casino gambling. Now,
you were going on about this the other day.
Yes.
I don't recall that. I don't know what you're listening to.
Yes.
Droning about it.
I guess it is proper to ask the public if they want casino gambling. Is that what this is about?
Well, it made it onto the ballot.
And Martha Coakley apparently said, no, you can't do that because these casinos have already put in spent money for bids and are in semi-contracts.
Well, she tried to keep it off the ballot.
Correct, for that reason.
In our Supreme Judicial Court.
Right.
Sort of dope slapped her.
No, they kind of dope slapped the casinos and said, you know, that's your problem if you spend money and it doesn't go through. That's what business is.
No, I mean, Marcia.
Yes.
Was a proponent for not letting the question on the ballot.
Martha.
Well, whatever.
Okay.
Right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so Marcia.
Because.
What you call it, Martha?
Because. Marcia? But you know why, right? Marcia. You have to understand why. You might agree with her.
Well, because she's in the bag. She's in the bag.
No.
I thought it was Marcia Coakley.
She wanted to keep it off the ballot because she's in the pocket of the big casino.
No, she's not.
She's right in the left hip pocket.
You have no idea.
And if I recall the language of the Supreme Judicial Court decision, if my memory is not deceiving me here, they basically called her kind of dopey for even raising the issue.
The judges did not say we're deciding this way because Martha's kind of dopey. They didn't even mention her.
Next time that I come in, which will be next week,
in a
I'll
court
the decision
you don't
will,
mention the.
Oh, no, they did. I read the decision.
I would love to see it.
I read the decision.
I find it hard to believe that they would even mention her.
I read the decision, and if I'm thinking about the right case, again, it's early in the morning. I've only had half a cup of coffee.
Were you been waiting for another cup?
No.
Did you want another cup?
No, in fairness, Mindy asked me.
Yeah, you said no.
I said, I'm good. I'm good, so I shouldn't be doing that. My question is this. When they talk about the ballot question, they talk about three casinos. They talk about three casinos, but there's four casinos,
right?
Meaning the Indians,
right?
Which is the only casino that matters to me because they're going to be locating it very near where I
Correct.
Live. And I wonder whether or not the tribal casino will in any way be impacted by the vote. Because every time that I hear the news about the ballot, they talk about only three casinos being impacted, when really there's four going in if you count the Indians.
If you count the Indians,
I'm okay. Mr. Casella, Attorney Casella would like some.
Okay, sure.
Yes, everything was wonderful. Tell Chuck I said that.
Chuck.
Kudos.
Chuck. I will.
Chuck. Well, we go way back.
Yeah, okay. Gotcha.
Okay.
Tell
Chuck I said it's great.
Oh, he does whistle.
He does.
He does.
Yeah.
See?
To water.
See, you're wrong, Dave.
I can't look. Okay.
Why are you whispering?
All right. Because Ron is afraid.
Yes.
Because it gives us the courtesy of coming here.
To ask your question?
His food is great.
Do we get the breakfast for free?
No.
All right, then.
That's why I'm saying it.
Thank you, ma'am.
That's too much trouble for me to find a place.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Again, why are we whispering?
Final comment. Cocktails with Ron.
Fine, but not in my house.
Why don't we just do it at the new casino?
Why don't we do it in Carver?
Carver's
fine. It's a little far.
Oh, yeah, Carver is. Yeah,
you're asking me to drink and then to drive a good distance.
Why don't we go to, well, there are plenty of places in Easton.
Carver's like Taunton in a way.
In a way.
Yeah.
Should do something
areas.
Off a highway.
The rural areas.
Mark lives in a rural area now, yes. So he's not even nearby.
Do you know that I think I'm allergic to my property?
Really?
Yes.
Can you get out of this?
I've been suffering from allergies.
Well, you're not allergic to your property.
Since
you're allergic to the rural area.
Well,
you're
have
allergic.
A variety of plant life growing.
I go out and do yard work, and I suffer for 2 days after.
Well, here's a clue.
What?
Don't do yard work.
Yeah. Well, it's already highly publicized that you have servants and don't do it yourself.
Servants isn't the word for it. I'm
indentured
Jewish.
Servants.
Yes.
Indentured servants is the proper.
I can't do things like that because my hands are too tender.
They are.
Yeah, someday it could be a hand model, and I don't want to screw that up.
Look at his hands.
Yeah, they're ever looking, wow.
They're like little girls.
If you're ever looking for a hand with several freckles.
Beautiful freckled hands.
Very beautiful freckled hands.
So anyway, you're living in the country now.
Yes.
So it's not your house, or it's not your property.
It's a town.
It's a country.
Yeah, I go out to do yard. I go out to do yard work, and I severely get ill afterwards.
Yeah.
Nose, you know, everything. Yeah.
You must be a joy to live with.
Well, just tell your wife.
Well, I'm sick again.
That's why I was asking you earlier if I should start drinking wine at night.
Oh, and antihistamines. Right. You see, again, it's
a little Sudafed with the wine.
It's the wonderful combination of alcohol.
So why do you have to do the yard work? Why don't you tell Janice to put on a nice little pair of short dungaree
shorts?
Right, little Daisy Dukes.
She does. We actually went out together and did the. We seeded the whole. We have about an acre of land, so we seeded the whole.
Mm-hmm.
There was a seed theme.
Weed and seed?
Well,
weed
Sunday seed, was a seed theme.
Seed, and weed.
So we, you know, it was all about planting seed.
Careful. I don't think you can do that anymore.
You can actually get arrested for that.
Absolutely.
Well, in public.
We planted the seeds outside, then we privately planted some seeds. It was a seed theme of a day.
You and your topsoil.
Yeah. So no, we raked the yard, got all the dead grass up, then we plant. Then we put down the fertilizer and seed mixture there, and that's really annoying. Because I went to Home Depot with her to try to figure out what we needed to put down on our lawn. And
what did she pay for this?
And like we had some doofus that had no clue at Home Depot, you know what to get.
You're a gigolo, aren't you?
I'm a gigolo.
You are a gigolo.
Yes, I'm a one. Woman,
this
man.
This is wonderful.
Yeah, good for you.
Anyway, so yes, we both do yard work. We're getting ready for the fall.
Yard. Right.
Yards work. Did I say yards work?
I said yard.
Yacht work.
Yard.
Don't have the yard.
Don't mock
yod.
Him for being regional.
Why? Why? Because he's in the business.
This
he
is
needs
his.
To be,
this is his area.
No, he needs
my
to,
accent.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm actually. I actually have been told by people in the entertainment business that I really don't have an accent. I mask it well. You think I do?
They also told you had talent.
Touche.
No, serious, and you do. I'm serious. Yes. No, I mean, I'll coach you a little bit.
On what?
On getting rid of the regional accent.
But I don't think I think nowadays, when I went out to Cali.
It's very endearing.
When I went out to Cali.
To Cali.
When I went to California in the early 90s, the first thing that they told us to do is they gave us a tape
out of
cassette.
Cali, the yes. Cali drug
probably.
Cartel.
But they wanted all East Coast actors to lose their accent.
There are nine people
there.
In the world that call California Cali.
Here's what you need to do.
What?
Repeat after me, and we'll get rid of your accent.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Say whatever.
Whatever.
No.
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 Sorry.
No. No.
Hold on. Strike that.
No.
Take two.
No.
Right, ready?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Better.
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 Better. Right. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Seriously.
Okay.
It's getting there.
Okay, yeah. It's a little delayed.
Yeah, stick with those words.
It's not real yet.
And
it's not.
Just like you taught me how to curse.
He doesn't own it. You have to own it. Is what happens.
Yeah, right.
Okay?
Ron's starting to own his cursing. See, at first when he started
Ron
doing
never
the
cursed. Well, Ron is not a cursor.
But when he first started doing the podcast, it's almost like he just had his curses on lease or something.
I did lease them.
Yeah,
it was like $9.75 a month.
Yeah,
you didn't own it.
Right.
Didn't
now
it.
Now
didn't
it looks
it.
Like he's no. got a mortgage on him and just
to.
Like and it's paid up and you're just doing them in full.
I bought some of them.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with
it. It was Rent-A-Center.
There's nothing.
It was rent to buy your curses.
Rent to buy.
And the period was up and I decided not to have them anymore.
Said fuck it.
That's
see how I own that?
You do own
now
it.
Now repeat after me.
All right.
Fuck it.
Careful.
Whatever.
Are there people in the
yes,
restaurant?
Yes, there are.
Yet?
Yes, there
oh,
are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Have to be careful.
I said,
egg whites for everybody.
I said ice bucket.
We get here
Joe.
So early, and he did not whisk those
said,
egg whites.
I said ice bucket.
Let me tell you what whipped egg whites look like. Whipped egg whites.
Tell the people of
float on
a
your
podcast.
Plate like a cloud, man.
This is a podcast.
On a cloud, man.
What does POD stand for? What's it an acronym for?
Point of departure.
Yeah.
Is it really?
It really
point
is.
Of departure.
They
point
started doing these radio departure. Things in airports originally.
Yes. Yes.
Because there was no other place to
terminal
do them.
Terminal C.
They were terminal programs.
Programs.
And it caught on.
Yeah, that was like plenty of douche.
Plenty I don't know where that came from.
You know who was the who I believe the original podcaster was?
Who?
The Democratic Cowboy.
How's that?
Because he would record everything.
Oh, tape record everything.
And I believe that before he had his video camera, it was a tape recorder.
Right.
Can we repeat the funniest thing the guy ever said?
I wish you would.
Of our...
Set it up.
What okay. We're doing a... David and I are doing a remote from the Emanuel House in Brockton.
Remember it, yeah.
Which is where everybody named Emanuel apparently lives. Manny.
Manny.
Right. Manny.
Yeah.
It's a... assisted living location.
It's a high-end assisted living
facility. Very nice. We're in the lobby, and we're doing the radio show.
At the tables with the mics, with everything.
Correct. Yes. And the Democratic cowboy comes by with his little handy camera, and he's sitting there in a chair across from us, and he's videotaping. He's got the thing up to his eye in his cowboy hat. And we're interviewing this lady about some service that she performs at the Emanuel House.
Oh, by the way, it was very easy on the eyes.
Very attractive woman.
Yes.
She was attractive, you know, woman services at the Emanuel House.
Very professional. She dressed very professionally.
Very professional. Elegant
An executive
woman.
Kind of lady.
Elegant woman.
The kind you bring up to a room for the afternoon.
No, you don't.
You don't do that, by the way.
Because they're scary.
She's dressed really well.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're interviewing her, and the interview is over, and she turns to me. We go to a commercial.
Yeah.
She turns to me, and she says, that guy is videotaping me. Is this going to go on YouTube, or is this going to be shown on TV or something? And the Democratic cowboy says, no, this is just for the privacy of my bedroom. And nobody says anything after that.
Yeah.
We just all look at each other.
For days, God. No one spoke.
What did she say? She just rolled her eyes?
That's what she said.
She was very nice about it.
She didn't know what to say.
Very nice about it.
She didn't know what to say. She said nothing.
That's
no, she said nothing
I hope
at all.
So. That's
There's
great.
Nothing
that's
to
what
say.
That's what I was hoping.
What do you say?
Nothing.
Yes. But Cobby really meant he just has a TV in his bedroom. And
he watches the videos in his room, and it's not like he's...
Can I do a homework assignment for this show?
Sounds pretty infantile, but sure.
No, actually, I can't say that. I don't want to say it.
Is it in regards to somebody?
In regards to the cowboy.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Cowboy, you're the best, because I know you're listening.
He's a great guy. We love him.
I love the cowboy.
He's part of our family.
He's been around a while. How long has he been around since he was a little cowboy?
I don't know what little means. He was never little.
Like younger. Like how many years go back? Did he go back to the old radio station with you?
Oh, yeah.
No, I meant the old radio station that you were at.
What do you think his birth weight was?
I don't know his birth weight, but I know that he was born on October 5th, 6th, and 7th.
Correct.
Yes.
So a lot of it took some time.
You know his real name?
Took a little while. Yeah, I do.
Sure, we all do.
Yes.
Bob Gay. I have a rep. My wrestling coach was Bob Gay.
Good.
Yeah. Well, we've talked about his name on the air before.
Can I say something about wrestling?
Yes.
It has no reflection on you whatsoever, because you don't really wrestle.
No.
Yes, he does.
I wrestle real wrestling.
It
concerns me a little bit.
He's getting into the homoerotic aspect of it. Now.
You're talking WWF style, right?
No.
Entertainment wrestling?
No, he's talking the homoerotic aspect.
You're talking the homoerotic wrestling?
I'm talking about wrestling in high school, stuff
guys
like that.
Guys grabbing guys,
in sweaty bodies.
Which I coach.
And somehow your head always ends up somebody's
crotch.
Yes.
Yes.
And there's total sweat involved.
Yes.
And a lot of grabbing and a lot of touching, a lot of handling.
Yes.
And I'm just thinking...
And a finishing move is called a mount.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's really something wrong. So I'm a little concerned about that for the kids of today.
I coach wrestling from kindergarten through eighth grade, and I have about 60 kids.
And I teach
them all how to mount each other. No, I'm just kidding. In high school wrestling, there's no mounting. In MMA, there's mounting.
Wrestling is an awesome sport.
Great sport.
Wrestling is the oldest sport.
It's the oldest sport.
Shouldn't you be wearing gloves or something?
While you're wrestling? The only thing that I don't like about wrestling, this is like public service announcement, is everyone out there, just make sure to continuously clean your mats.
Hygiene.
And your bodies. Hello. I always tell my
hygiene.
Kids, that's the first thing I tell my kids when I coach them, and their parents is, you know how kids are at that age. They tend to not want to go home and clean.
Right. You have to.
I go, parents, this is a reason for you to get your kid in the tub.
And that's how Ebola started.
Clean the kid, clean the gear.
Yeah, Ebola.
That's how that started.
I tell the kindergartners, parents, be aware of Ebola. Get your kids home.
Spray your mats.
Spray them. But I've gotten ringworms several times.
Oh, ringworms.
Here's the thing. Let's say there's two women wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just think about that for a second.
That's not really wrestling. That's wrestling.
Wrestling. Okay.
In pudding or Jello?
Just normal
or oil,
like the kids do.
Like the kids do.
Yeah. Yes. And it's getting sweaty, and they're touching, and there's heads going up orifices that we can't even mention on the air, and this is what's happening, and wouldn't guys just be waiting for them to kiss at that point?
Well, can I ask you a question, Dave? I have one girl, you know, in my age group, kindergarten through eighth, it's not a big deal because, you know, their bodies aren't developing and changing quite yet. And I have one girl on my team, Brianna, and she's a stud. She kicks ass on all the boys. She's got a karate background. She's in fifth grade. She's just, she looks
awesome.
She's a great, great wrestler.
And, awesome.
But there are some girls, there have been, and there were even back in the 80s when I was there. There's always typically one female that ends up on the boys wrestling team.
Yep.
And there was, you know, and sometimes they're decent, but they have to wear the sports bras, and some of them are pretty chesty, and, you know, there's a lot of testosterone now. You know, now they have female hockey teams, and they have female, you know, they're dividing everything that way. Do you think females should be on a boys, you know, high school wrestling team when they're fully developed at that age?
I don't think so.
I mean, that could be a sexual assault if your hand grazes across her breasts.
I don't think that there's anything wrong with separating.
I don't either. Like, why? No offense
I just don't think that there's anything wrong with
it. Is it the wussification of America? Is it the equal rights, the feministic shit that's going on in this world? Or, like, you know, can't women just have their own wrestling team?
But, you know, there's always that one woman who is so excellent that she could compete with men
legitimately. You know what? There was one recently that went all the way up the state ladder, you know, and actually competed and did very well. And I'm not thinking from a competitive standpoint. I'm just thinking about the whole interaction and what Ron was saying.
No, I don't worry.
Rubbing bodies and sweat.
Well, if they're kids, I leave it up to the parent, you know. If they're adults, then there's a part of me that says, why shouldn't a woman be able to compete, if she's able to compete, to be able to make the big dough? It's like now with MMA, you look at a lady like Ronda Rousey.
She's a stud.
Who in her weight class could really do well against guys.
Yeah. She came out on the whole domestic violence
thing.
She
really could.
Ron, you look bored.
No, I'm trying to figure it out. I mean, there's an argument on both sides for this.
Yeah. I'm just asking, and you probably want my opinion. What do I think? I don't like to give opinions because then I'm locked into them. But, you know, because I do coach wrestling, and I certainly haven't had a problem with females wrestling on the boys' team. I think it's okay until maybe they can justify having their own team, but I don't think there's enough demand for it with young girls, and if they want to wrestle, they should be able to, but it's just that whole awkwardness, you know, when you do something called shark bait in wrestling, and that's like when you have a group of like four kids and one goes against two, and then you just go through the whole, you know, and they're doing all this live wrestling, and it's...
They would have to modify the titty slam.
The titty slam.
Leave it to Ron to come through.
Right. Yeah.
You let him sit there and think about something.
Answered.
He will solve a problem.
You just solved it. We're having our wrestling meeting next week, and I'm going to say, guys, you know, I think Ron Van Dam over at the pod says to void out the tit slam.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we'll call it the TS.
Just make it.
We'll trademark.
You know,
we can do the rear naked choke.
Yeah.
We can do the Americana.
And the girls in the wrestling team can't wear those bras that have the two handprints on them.
Can't have sheer. It has to be like a sports bra, like an Under Armour, like something.
Let me ask you one more question before we leave.
Yeah.
As I'm still digesting everything.
Yeah.
I saw a guy in a t-shirt walking down the street about a week ago. Yeah. On his t-shirt, it said the word F-U-C-K.
Oh, no, that's not right.
It's absolutely not right.
It's a store.
But... Is it legal to do that?
Oh yeah, it is.
No, it was the dirty word.
Oh, all right.
It was in a phrase. It wasn't just the word. Of course it's inappropriate, but are there laws against wearing a t-shirt?
It's a constitutional right to be able to wear that.
No, he can wear it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And as much as people can complain, there's nothing that can be done about it.
I don't believe so.
I don't think
so either. It goes back to parenting. And what you allow and not allow your children to wear from a very young age.
Some which should find his parents.
And slap them.
And slap them.
He was not a kid. He was, I think, probably 28, 30 years old.
Yeah, that's...
Who's a guy?
And, you know, people... You know, the crazy thing is people actually, in Dave sees this, people actually wear that stuff into courthouses and...
No way.
Oh, they'll bounce you out.
No way.
Yeah, they bounce you. They bounce you out, but they've... You know, people come in with some of the most heinous attire. You know, that, you know, devil signs and marijuana leaves and all that type of stuff.
Well, it goes beyond that. They come in flip-flops and Bermuda shorts and T-shirts. And
well, in some cases, they may not actually have something other than that.
Oh, sure they do.
You think it's just total disregard for the court?
And if they don't, they can go to the Salvation Army store and find themselves a pair of long pants and a shirt.
See, I mean, I don't want to disrespect the court at all, but they are very, very Gestapo-ish in their mores.
Oh, God, here we go.
If you get a court, if you like jury duty,
you understand, Mark, that he's on more court watch lists in this state.
I don't like the way I don't like the way the court officers
the trouble that he causes when he goes for jury duty.
Because I don't like to be treated in a substandard manner.
Somehow,
when I walk into a courthouse, it's like I'm a jury. Like I've done something wrong. They say, "Oh, thank you. Without you, we wouldn't have our court system." And then they treat you like shit.
No, they don't. They give you a sub sandwich.
No,
for
they
your
don't.
Break.
There's no sub sandwich. They don't pay for my parking. They don't do anything. And they treat me like I'm a criminal.
My
like,
parking
sit
was
here
paid for.
And sit here and stand. Here comes the judge. You stand up now. You have
Jewish.
To stand
There's
up.
There's a conspiracy going on.
It's wrong.
Might be because you're
just wrong. I don't like to be bossed around. I'm not in the army.
I haven't sat on a jury in 20 years. And I haven't been called for jury duty. In the
I get called
time.
Every 3 years on,
I haven't
on
been
the
called
nose.
In a good long while.
On the nose.
I don't.
Three
I
years
get,
on the nose.
I get bumped. There's no way in hell nobody wants me on a jury.
Oh,
no
I always leave, but I have to
I'd
spend like 5
juror.
Hours.
I would be a great juror.
I would too. I would be I would be more for the defense.
Well, then you wouldn't be a great juror.
I would for the
no.
Defendant.
You would no. You would not be great then. You have to be impartial to be a great juror.
I'm not impartial.
So that's why I don't. That's why I don't get
chosen.
How can be impartial? How can you be impartial? You're an opinionated guy.
You know what's even worse?
No, I can look at the set of facts and I can apply the facts.
Yeah,
to the
because
law.
You're professionally in
you know what's
it.
Even
that's
worse?
Why they wouldn't take you because you are an attorney.
That's probably and true.
You know what's worse is sitting through a jury selection. That's even worse.
That could be real.
That's demeaning
just long
too.
And tedious.
That's totally, well, not that long
and
tedious.
And since
it's
I am
actually
a
something to do.
Since I'm a quasi celebrity, there's not a juror around this area that doesn't know me.
It's so true.
Unless you use your alias. And put that stupid.
They're like, is that Troy Stevens?
Didn't I just see you in a case? Didn't you just take me for my pink shoes?
Yeah.
All right, we're out of time here. Thank you so much, David Casella.
Thank you, Ryan.
Mark Schepeta.
Yes, and make sure you go to my website. You know, I've been on the show like 5 times now. You don't ask us about plugs. Make sure you go to onthemarkpi.com and follow me on Twitter at onthemarkpi.
Whatever.
Dave?
I'd like to say something.
Yes.
Just leave me alone.
.com.
Peace.
.com.
Have yourselves a wonderful day. Well, you're leaving already.
I gotta go. I gotta
I'm sorry.
I gotta work. I got stuff to
do. Are we off the air?
It's 8:45. No, we're still on.
We're still on?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Is the show not over?
It will be in a second.
It will be soon.
I'll come back.
All right. I mean,
folks, you just got a taste of what David's off-air personality is like.
He just leaves, like, immediately. He says, stop making noise. All right, I've had it with this.
Okay. Yeah. Let's just end the damn
show.
All right,
bye.